there are many different views about what's best for Boston's future. Take, for example, the push to bring Amazon's second headquarters here. Now, a lot of cities are vying for that, in part because of the promise of 50,000 new jobs that would come with the Amazon HQ. But here in Boston, tech companies often say there's already a labor shortage. So would Amazon even be able to find those 50,000 talented Bostonians to fill those jobs? Well, Asma Khalid from WBUR's Bostonomics team has been asking local CEOs and venture capitalists this very question, and she joins us now. Hello, Asma.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so we've got a thriving startup scene, so maybe we ought to be thinking that finding talented tech people would be easy for Amazon.
You would, in theory, right?
In theory, yeah.
And so one guy I talked to described it this way. He said, you know, everybody wants to come to Boston because of the tech, but once they arrive, it's just really difficult to find the tech. I spoke with someone at iRobot who told me that they have over 60-plus vacancies at the moment right now, just for engineering, coding jobs. And I want you to listen to a bit of audio from Sarah Downey. She works at Accomplice, which is this VC firm based in Cambridge that invests in early stage companies.
Hiring is the number one problem for every portfolio company we have. And we have over 200, you know, so this is the thing that everyone is struggling with. Everyone's trying to hire engineers. Everyone's trying to retain engineers. It's very, very difficult. And there's a lot of competition.
I should have never left my engineering degree behind. I made the wrong decision. Now, what is responsible, though, for this labor shortage?
Well, Meghna, people say that there's a lot of people, obviously, students who come to Boston to get educated in the universities around here, but then inevitably they leave, often for the Bay Area, or particularly, I should say, for the Bay Area, and that there's this sort of brain drain, and that in some ways, maybe Amazon could help solve that problem. In fact, Tom Hopcroft, he's the CEO of the Massachusetts Tech Leadership Council. He made this very point.
A company like Amazon choosing to come here would, I think, cause more students who come through Massachusetts, 114 colleges and universities, to think of Massachusetts as the place to go after they graduate. They're all looking for that hot new tech hub where the opportunity is, where the future is being built. This would be so symbolic.
So, Meghna, it's sort of like Amazon, in a lot of people's minds, would offer this validation, this stamp of approval for Boston.
Okay. Well, so that's really interesting, though. But so here's the thing. You've been talking to local CEOs and local folks in the venture capital community. Say, for example, Boston did get the Amazon second headquarters. I mean, wouldn't that further make things difficult for those very same companies you were talking about? Because Amazon would be like sucking 50,000 people away from them.
Logically, you would think that. And I would say that, Meghna, I talked to a number of people for this story because I really wanted to get kind of like an accurate survey of the tech industry. And I would say a couple of people told me that, you know, they have this slight fear, this sort of dystopian vision that Amazon really could crush some smaller companies. But for the most part, everybody thought that things will be okay. Of course, one guy told me he would not want to be the HR of a mid-sized company, a company, say, like HubSpot, because he says that that's the real competition. So I asked the president of HubSpot, J.D. Sherman, what he thinks.
It would be a net positive. It would certainly be more competitive for positions. That's going to happen anyway, because I think the Boston tech scene is getting more and more vibrant. But I think having a big name like Amazon, I think that will help draw more talent to the area.
And Meghna, that is so sort of the similar opinion I also heard from Muhammad Ali. He's the CEO of Carbonite. It's this cloud backup service. He also, you know, sort of candidly says it will make things difficult, but...
Oh, it would make it very difficult for companies like Carbonite to hire. If you have an Amazon that is hiring 50,000 people. Having said that, I think we need to welcome innovative companies like Amazon to the Boston ecosystem. We need to actually invest in developing talent in Massachusetts. And if we use the Amazon relocation here to develop that talent, then it's a win-win for everyone.
So, Meghna, people like Mohammed will say that in theory, Amazon could be a draw to actually attract more tech workers to the city. And arguably, you know, people may work at Amazon and filter out of Amazon in a couple of years. It's not like every one of those 50,000 employees is an Amazon lifer.
Okay, so I can't resist asking. On the one hand, I feel like people in the tech sector are naturally optimistic, right? Because they're sort of in the business of helping create the future. So you have to have an optimism about that.
Sure.
And Boston has seen a significant tech renaissance. I mean, it's ongoing. So perhaps Amazon could be a major part, like a positive reinforcer of
that.
That's
what it sounds like, right? But there are certainly, you've got to think, going to be winners and losers if the labor market tightens.
Yeah.
And one company in particular that I really wanted to talk to you for this story is Wayfair. Wayfair is an e-commerce site, right? So they are in direct competition with Amazon in some ways. And
I've talked to them before. They say they've kind of created a new market with
what
they do.
Yes, totally. But Magna, for this story, they declined to comment.
Oh,
they were the only company that declined to comment that I reached out to.
Okay. And also, all these other folks that you spoke to, so this is the cynical journalist in me. I'm just going to throw this at you. Did you get the feeling that no one wants to be the person to say,
yes,
no, Amazon should not come?
Yes. I will say no one wants to be that person. In part that I would say to me it was very interesting that Wayfair, who initially said, write us some questions and email and we'll even try to get those responses back. I got an email back late last night from them saying, we've decided not to comment on this story. And in my mind, if there was one company that was really going to try to put the brakes and say, hey, this actually could be worrisome for our tech workforce, right? It would likely be a company like Wayfair. And to me, it was very interesting that they didn't want to comment. And look, Magna, I get that it will make the ecosystem tougher, I think, for certain individual companies. But what I think is interesting is whether you talk to the CEO of iRobot, Carbonate, the head of HubSpot, people are saying it's good for the overall ecosystem here. And to me, that's something that's, you know, look, I'm new to the beat in Boston here covering tech, but it's something that I have found kind of continuously in my coverage of tech in Boston that sort of makes this ecosystem somewhat unique, is that I do think in many ways it's more collaborative than other cities.
I also wonder if there's an analogy to, like, say, the healthcare sector. Like, I don't hear anyone say, well, MGH shouldn't be here, or Beth Israel should not be here, or, you know, like, all these big hospitals, we've got a ton of them. No one's saying, well, we shouldn't have so many. Like, there's a reinforcing culture there, too.
And Magna, though, I will say, one of, I guess, the biggest concerns I've actually heard from people is that Boston is on this up and up, right, in terms of being sort of having this moment of a tech renaissance, and that if people choose to put the brakes on innovation, if people say, hey, we've got enough, just don't bid for Amazon, that would actually be really detrimental to the city. I spoke with Russ Wilcox. He's a partner at Pillar Venture Capital. Fun fact, he also actually worked at the company that helped commercialize the ink that is on all Amazon Kindles. So he has experience with Amazon and really what he believes Amazon could do for this city. And so he talked to me a bit about the labor market and overall the tech ecosystem.
I think what's happening in the world is increasingly a winner-take-all economics. So that means that whoever's the best in the profession is very hard to find and very expensive to find, and whoever's second best basically loses out. So we're increasingly in this kind of race. And it is scary, but also that's the reality of how our economics works now. And the same thing is true for Boston. We are either one of the top three cities in the world for innovation, or we are irrelevant.
That's harsh.
It is very ominous.
Okay, but I'm going to say that I hope that this drives us all to get, more, to build our workforce here. Regardless, right? We're already having a labor shortage for tech.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get more people qualified to fill those jobs.
All right.
She's just shaking her head like, yes, but let's think about Amazon first. Okay, that's Asma Khalidji's head of WBUR's Bostonomics team, talking to us about what the local tech and venture capital community thinks about the possibility of Amazon putting its second headquarters here in Boston. Asma, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.